What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I am really leaning into what is just a crazy busy season in my life. My motto and mantra for this year was go to war in 2024. If you haven't heard that episode, I kind of broke down all of the intentions and thought and reasoning behind that mantra. And with a new baby on the way, with some new business ventures, new projects, you know, growth that we're doing in the Wise Investor Collective, a lot of the things that I had made goals for this year, I really wanted to go to war against complacency, go to war against doubt, war against fear, go to war against my bad habits and disciplines, and really just find a way to level up. And obviously, when you lean in and engage in that capacity, things can get kind of hard. They can get a little challenging. They can get a little turbulent. And I know a lot of you who have reached out to me in our Wise Investor Collective and what people are sharing in our mastermind group, in our community, with my coaching clients, with other business owners that I'm in masterminds with many of you who listen to the podcast, things are a little hard right now. Things are challenging. And, you know, one of the things I was talking to with a buddy of mine the other day is how we all wait in life for things to get easier. Think in your own life, if you've waited for something to get easier. Oh, I just got to get through this week so I can enjoy the weekend. Then it'll be easy. Oh, I've just got to get through studying for my midterms and through, you know, these tests, and then it'll be easier. I need to just get through this challenge right now in my business, and once I work through this, it'll get easier. And so many people think that they have this mindset and outlook on, I just got to do X, and then it'll get easier.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
And it's the way that many people have been conditioned and trained and programmed. We wait for stuff to get easier. And to me, as we got into this discussion, it was a great reminder that it's never going to get easier. What happens is we get better at handling the hard in life. We struggle a little bit better. We handle hard a little bit better. We work through challenges and doubts and fears and overcome those a little bit better. That's what happens. Most people think that it's going to get easier. Life's going to get easier. Work's going to get easier. Your marriage is going to get easier. Raising kids is going to get easier. Going through school is going to get easier. The economy is going to get easier. It never gets easier. What happens is you lean in and commit to becoming someone that handles the hard stuff better. So that's a mental shift that I'm challenging myself with right now. As I'm leaning into the hard, I'm not hoping it's going to get easier. I am working and focusing and building accountability and commitments and routines around equipping myself, training myself, elevating myself to get better at handling and weathering the storms and the turbulence and the challenges that come with this new level I'm playing at, which, oh yeah, by the way, has a lot of hard in it. Every level has hard in it. And how we engage and choose to lean in on that hard is ultimately what dictates what outcomes, what breakthroughs, what milestones, what accomplishments and achievements we get to unlock and enjoy. Because when you think about it, the billionaire has hard in his life, and so does the person that barely has enough money to put food on the table. We can choose the hard. And so when we think about, let's just make it get easier, that's the wrong approach. It's the wrong mindset. And ultimately, that's not setting you up for achieving the levels of success, of freedom, of lifestyle, of impact that every single one of us want at the end of the day. And so when you can become someone that handles hard stuff better, that is when life starts to change. So that's the mental shift that has to occur in each of your brains. It has to, because if you go around waiting for stuff to get easier in life and business, it's never going to happen. And then what happens? Oh, it's so hard. Oh, I can't do that. The victim card, this weakness mindset and mentality starts to show, oh, I don't know. When is it going to just get easier for me? When are things going to stop being so hard? Oh, it's so easy for other people. It's not. It's hard just as hard as it is for you, for the next person that decides to find a way to do it, no matter how hard it is. And the second you see yourself handling stuff, handling the hard, handling it better, guess what? You're going to get more hard put on your plate, because that's ultimately what is going to be required to get to the outcome, the other side, the milestones, the achievements that it is that you are looking to accomplish. So when life gets a little bit harder, when you go after things that are a little bit bigger, a little bit more challenging, you have to remember that all of the hard that you've leaned into has been preparing you, has been equipping you, has been making you 100% capable of overcoming whatever it is that that next level of hard looks like. And when you start to lean in and have a psychology, a different mentality, a different way of reasoning and working through when life puts something hard in front of you, it's unbelievable who you can transform into. And so if you think that all of a sudden things are going to get easier for you because you got through the hard stuff, and that means that it's only going to be smooth sailing going forward, just remember, if you want the best of the best that life has to offer, you're going to have a hard life. So make yourself a person that handles hard well. Not someone that's waiting for it to be easy. There's so many people that want life to be easy for them, that they want life to be gentle with them. They want life to just flow and work so effortlessly for them. And the reality is that if you have a meaningful pursuit in life, if you have big goals, if you have big financial dreams, if you want to live the lifestyle that I know you have some picture in your head when I say unlocking that beautiful, rich, fulfilling, compelling, motivational, inspiring life that comes to your mind when I say that, it will never be easy. If you're trying to win a championship, if you're trying to get a college degree, if you're trying to start a business, if you're trying to build wealth, if you're trying to have a family, right? Do you think that it was easy for parents to raise kids? It was easy for a championship team to come together and hoist that trophy? to put all of the puzzle pieces together to buy your first investment property, to build a $100 million real estate portfolio, to unlock a business that creates impact, sales, and revenue all over the country. No, every single one of those stories has hard ingrained in its DNA, in its makeup.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/mindcast to get 5% off your entire order. And so when I thought about this conversation of hard, because oftentimes we resist hard, we fight hard when we're in it too. And I often wonder, and I'm encouraging and challenging myself, and the same goes for you, that the next time you feel something hard in your life, changing the narrative and the conversation that you're having with yourself about it, and using that as a narrative that can propel you to another level that you wouldn't have been able to get unless the hard was right in front of you. And guess what? You chose to lean into that hard. I know that some of the darkest times in my marriage that were really hard led to the biggest breakthroughs. I know that some of the most challenging struggles and hard I've experienced in my business have led to me being a better leader, a better communicator, better at financial management, better at hiring, better at finding and identifying opportunities. I know that some of the challenges and the hard I've experienced as a dad has made me a better father. It's made me a better friend, right? And so it's easy, I think, for people to want to have success, but trick themselves into thinking that it's going to be easy, that it's not going to be hard. And it goes to the people that handle the hard the best that get the greatest results. They struggle the best. They navigate hard the best. And those are the people that you want to surround yourself with, that you want to engage with, that you want to associate with, that you want to be seen as, that you want to become. People that wait around for easy, you've probably seen them at the bus stop. You've probably seen them complaining in chat forums, wondering why they don't have the same results as the people that they're critiquing, or they're talking shit on, or that they're hating on, or that they're justifying their own small life and narrative for, because they're not willing to lean in on the hard. Those were the individuals that were waiting for the easy. the easy bus to come around and pick them up and drive them to wherever it is that they want to go. But guess what? At the end of the day, the easy bus rarely comes around, nor does it take you to anywhere meaningful. You've got to handle the hard. So if you're going through a challenging time, if you're leaning into something right now, if you're in a season of struggle, of hard, if it's hard, don't get discouraged. Get encouraged to know that this is your opportunity. This is your testing ground for how you are going to navigate through something that is going to unlock and unleash, one, something different in you, and two, something different in your external world as a result of that. It is supposed to be hard. It is supposed to be one of those seasons in your life that is there for a reason that's going to get you to that next level. So I just wanted to remind myself of this today based on some of the conversations I've been having with other individuals in my networks, in my business, with myself and my marriage, all of the things that are going on that can feel hard and heavy are actually the greatest opportunities for growth that are going to propel and accelerate you to results, to a life that most people, which is the majority of the world, who don't want to lean into hard, they get the average results based on the average actions that most people take when hard shows up into their life. They justify it, they make excuses for it, and they ultimately lay down. Whereas the people who lean in and they level up and they transform into somebody new are the ones who get the results and the stepping stones on that path to success in a much more stable and structured way to help them become that person who's going to live a life that most people only dream of. So choose your hard wisely, engage with it intelligently, and ultimately trust that anytime hard shows up in your life, this is just another training ground for you to elevate and level yourself up to have some massive breakthrough. So that is my wise investor tip of the day. It is hard to invest when other people are scared. It is hard to take risks when everybody likes the feeling of comfort. It is hard to have tough conversations when you need to have a tough conversation. Life has a lot of hard in it. Choose that hard wisely and know that if you show up the right way in whatever season is in front of you, if there's hard in it, there's something special on the other side. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, all I ask is that you leave a review. If this motivated, inspired, share this with a friend, a family member, somebody that you know can lean in and engage and connect with this message as they travel through maybe their next season of hard. If you're not subscribed to the show, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.